468137, no warrants, one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes, regular session minutes, July 27, 2022.
Move to approve regular session minutes, excuse me, for June 27, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All abstain. Motion carries. Discussion of Merriam Woods road conditions. So, are you Mr. Casada?
I am.
Come on up and state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Jim Casada. I live in Merriam Woods, 4005 Westgate Road. I'm here to speak for you folks, kind of let you know what's going on. Some of you might know me. I've been in Merriam Woods for a long time and stood up and fought the good fight for 15 years plus. When I say fight the good fight, I mean some of the silly city ordinances, some of the nonsense, the corruption, the embezzlement. You know, I could go on, I could keep you folks here for hours, and I'm not going to do that. I find myself really busy nowadays. Time is something that you really can't buy back. So I used to spend a lot of time fighting the good fight, whereas now I kind of pick my battles. The road conditions inside Merriam Woods are horrific. I live on one of the main bus routes. Bought that house in 2008-ish. And it had a paved road, a $50,000 house inside Merriam Woods on a paved road. 15 years later, you need a 4x4 to get down to my house. I understand road funds and taxes and, you know, paying your fair share and all that jazz and stuff. But in a 15-year period, I've seen no maintenance done. Gravel dumped on the side of the roads, filled in potholes. Live on one of the major school bus routes in Merriam Woods that go down Westgate to Southgate, Southgate around the back way down toward Cardinal all the way to F Highway. It's probably about 6 school buses a day, twice a day, picking up and delivering. Some years ago, my kid was on that school bus, and they met a car as they were coming down Westgate. And the school bus got off the road a little bit because there isn't much road there anyway. And it shook my kid out of her seat, threw her up against a big metal rod between her and the driver. Thank God that the metal, you know, outside of the fact that my kid was injured, thank God that that partition was there, because if it hadn't been there, she would have been laying in the driver's seat. No telling, you know, what would have happened from there. My kid carries a permanent scar over that nonsense. My kid is one kid on that school bus that rides it twice a day, 6 school buses. Nothing's been done. I've been up to the public, or I've been up to City Hall. I've asked them, please come down there, fill in some of the, you know, the potholes, what have you. Let's get by for a little bit longer till you guys get all your tax stuff and all that jazz taken care of. Nothing's been done. Here we're getting ready to come back into school before too long, and the roads are still the exact same. They're in such a poor condition now that it's, to me and to other people that live in Merriam Woods that I represent, it's no longer a road issue. To me, to them, it's no longer an alderman issue. It's a public safety issue. When these buses are having them navigate down these roads so much that they're throwing kids out of their seats. I've not been up in front of the school board to address this issue. I come up in front of you folks. I'm going to pick my battles this this time as well. Something needs to be done. Not a newspaper article. Not five or six people bad-mouthing each other on Facebook. That's not the solution. The solution is in your folks' hands, ultimately. I'll go get the signatures. I'll go get however many signatures that you want. Registered voters that live in Marion Woods that are tired of being oppressed, tired of having roads that you can't drive down. That negates, you know, property owners like myself. Let's just talk about regular common folks who can't afford to live anywhere else, so they live in Marion Woods, but they can't get to their house because the roads are in such bad condition. Marion Woods spent $6,000 in 4 months in gravel to fix their roads. I've not seen one road touched. I've not seen one speck of gravel. They've got a maintenance man that goes home at 2 o'clock. I don't know how the hell they're going to plan on fixing a road or doing anything in the summertime if they don't have a maintenance man that works past 2 o'clock. That shows me they have no intention whatsoever in using any of these funds that these voters have approved to put towards these roads. In a year's time, they're going to blow through $12,000 worth of gravel. Where that gravel's going, I can't speculate, and I won't speculate. I don't know where that stuff's going. What I'm saying is that the hemorrhaging has to stop. The bleeding has to stop. Citizens being assaulted by police officers there. Police officers hiding behind a Missouri state statute for emergency purposes, calling it mutual aid to go and instigate a situation between somebody that they know that the other party has pulled over. It's a bunch of nonsense. You folks have the power to put a stop to it. I believe you folks to be good, or I wouldn't be standing here wasting my time. I hope that I'm not standing here wasting my time right now. If you folks will seriously consider doing the right thing, voting one way or the other, I'll bring it up in front of you. I'll waste my time. I'll go out, take my time away from my family, my job, my livelihood, which I've done for 15 years. In some instances, it's done some good. I won't say that my total time in Marion Woods has been a waste. I've done some good. I've stopped a bunch of nonsense that you folks have no idea anything about that's been going on over and over and over. I'm sure this fella right here could probably tell you a little bit about it. Please, please consider doing something. If I bring the votes to you, I'll go get the votes. I'll go get the signatures. I'll draft up the petition. I'll do it all myself.
Excuse me. And if I misquote anything, our counsel is sitting here, and I want him to stop me completely. Where you say that we have the power, we have the control, we do not. It is a village. It is a city. You can go to the county clerk and find out the statutes and what you need to do. When you talk about getting signatures and votes, you can go there and find out the proper way to disband that village.
I don't.
This county commission has no power in it.
Okay. Well, it's my understanding that with a certain amount of votes, you can bring that petition up to the county commissioner's office, and they either make a decision on to dissolve the city of Marion Woods, or they decide to let it go up to a vote. I don't see that it really even needs to. I mean, do I believe, honestly, that, you know, if that petition was pushed forward, would the people vote to be done with it? Oh, yeah, they would. I don't think it should even go that far. You folks, I mean, regardless or not they have the power or not, you folks are Taney County. You represent us. Even though I live in the city limits of Marion Woods, You folks represent me. You represent my family, my neighbors, and everybody that lives around me. For you folks to sit up here and be oblivious of what's going on inside Marion Woods and not take some form of action, it's detrimental to the citizens that live inside your county seat, because they're trapped, because a police chief saw a law that says that it's hard to get rid of a police chief if you become a fourth-class city. None of the citizens in Marion Woods have benefited from being a fourth-class city. The only people that have benefited from being a fourth-class city is the Rockaway Beach police chief and the Marion Woods police chief. Those are the only two people that have profited and taken advantage of a silly state law that shouldn't even be in effect in the first place. You folks have the opportunity. You have the power in your seats, being in a county seat, to make a phone call and say, Rusty Ault, what are you doing down there? Police chief, what are you doing down there? You folks have that position in your seats. And I don't care what any state law says. You folks in your seats have a position to step in and say, you know what? Enough. Enough is enough. I really appreciate the couple minutes that I've had in front of you folks. And if there's anything that I can do or answer for you, please don't hesitate to contact me. I'm not going to waste my time if you folks aren't going to look at what's going on and then make a decision that, hey, you know what? Maybe there isn't a state law that says that we can do this. But you know what? Maybe we can do this. And it will kind of push things a certain direction. Instead of them going in a negative direction, they're going to go in a positive direction, because I'm going to take 5 minutes, I'm going to make a phone call, and I'm going to ask, what the heck is this guy doing in front of me pleading to dissolve your city? What is going on down there that this guy is taking time off his work, time away from his family, on the 5th of July to come up in front of me and say, please, please.
I am sorry. I have traveled to Rose and listened to your plea. But the commission has no authority except to go by the statutes. And you can find those statutes from the county clerk. They've been presenting to different residents there. And we must follow the statute. And we will follow the direction that our attorney gives us. If there's something that he knows of, that I guarantee you there's something he knows that I don't know in regard to them, but I have not read where the commission can vote to dissolve the village.
I'm pretty sure that with a certain amount of signatures, you can bring those up in front of the commission, and the commission can ultimately make a decision to, we're going to be done with this nonsense, or we're just going to put it up for a vote, and we're going to let these people vote for it. Either way it goes, any assistance that you folks can give to me or to the citizens that live there would be appreciated. And frankly, I don't see a need in having to write a state statute to say that I want to help these people. I don't need a state statute to tell me that, for me to be able to care. You know, I'm sorry that I've wasted your time. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Dispatch agreement with the City of Hollister, number 22-073, Sheriff.